Hi, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okelola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and thank you for subscribing on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and all other podcast platforms wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms. You're welcome on board once again today. I want to use this medium to say a very big thank you to everyone that celebrated me on my birthday. This is the first episode I will be doing since after my birthday. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who celebrated me everywhere. God bless you. Starting from my family and all the members of my church, RCCG Shining Light Assembly, especially the workers. Thank you so much. I celebrate you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God will honor you. You would always have a reason to celebrate. You're welcome on board once again today. We are going to have a wonderful time. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. But immediately after saying that in verse 18, went ahead to say, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice also that the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Prayer and thanksgiving is like a bird with two feathers. They must go hand in hand. God wants us to pray. But he only do not expect us to pray. He also expects us to be filled with thanksgiving. He expects us to live a life of constant thanksgiving. Why? Because this is the way to live a life that is free of anxiety and worry. Faith is the opposite of fear. And praising God or being thankful, thanksgiving is an act of faith. Therefore, a person who is filled with thanksgiving will be full of faith. To be thankful is to be faithful. To be thankful is to be faithful. So those who are not full of thanksgiving will be full of worry and anxiety. On this episode, I'll be dwelling on thanksgiving. And it is a secret that I have discovered that helps you to stay above the realm of worry and anxiety. There's a very interesting story in scriptures. In the book of John chapter 6 from verse 1 to 12 about Jesus, Bible says that a great multitude came out. When they saw that Jesus was around in Galilee, they came out and followed him because they saw the miracles that he had performed. And then when he went up to a mountain, the Bible says that the multitude followed him. And when the multitude followed him to listen to him speak, the Bible says that when Jesus looked at them, he decided to feed them. And then he asked one of his disciples, Philip specifically, he said, where do we get bread to feed these people? Now, there is something very important that you need to pay attention to here. In verse 6 of that scripture, Bible says that Jesus asked him that question to prove him. In other words, Jesus asked him that question to see what his reaction is going to be to that situation. Because Bible says he already knew what he would do in his heart. That is, Jesus already had a plan, but he just asked Philip to test what is in the heart of Philip. And then, as expected, Philip and the other disciples began to complain. Number one, they complained that they were in the wilderness, that even if they wanted to feed this many people, Bible says there were about 5,000 of them there. If they were going to feed this kind of people, they don't even have enough to feed so many people. Philip told Jesus, said, even if we have 200 penny worth of bread, it is not sufficient for these people, for that every one of them may even take a little. So if you say we should just provide even a bite for them, how can we even afford that? And then they went ahead, when they eventually now found bread, and said, okay, in this wilderness, so we have now found bread. The bread that they found, they still complained and said, this bread that we have found is not enough, can never be enough to feed these people. And after they've laid down all their complaints to Jesus, Jesus said to them, tell all the people to sit down. And then when all of them sat down, Bible says that Jesus took the loaves, that is just 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. The Bible made, you know, laid emphasis on it and said the fishes are small. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Bible says that Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks. And when he gave thanks, he distributed it. He gave it to the disciples that they should distribute it to the people. Now, there is something very important that you need to pay attention here. The attitude of the disciples was that of worry and complaining, but the attitude of Jesus was quite different. They were faced with the same situation, but they had different approach to the situation. Bible says that the disciples began to complain, but in that same situation, Jesus gave thanks. They had reasons to complain, yes. When they had nothing, they were complaining. When we are in the wilderness, they complained. We don't have money, they complained. Now, from somewhere, from out of nowhere, there was 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. But when they saw the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 small fishes, they still complained. Because the reason why they were actually complaining is not because they don't have at all, but it is because they do not have an attitude of gratitude. What Jesus simply did when he saw that situation was to give thanks. And right there where he was giving thanks, what would normally not be enough became more than enough for them to feed the people that were waiting there with them. Thanksgiving causes increase in our lives. You will not experience miracles perpetually in your life if you are not thankful. Now, there is something very important that you need to note, that nothing is ever enough for an ungrateful person. That's just the story. That's just the lesson. One of the lessons I took from that story. Nothing is ever enough for an ungrateful person. And you need to watch out. There are people that are very ungrateful people. There is no amount of what they have that is ever enough. They are always looking for what else to have, what else to have, what else to have, while forgetting the things that they have. So every time when you meet them, when they talk, they're always complaining, they're always worrying, they're always anxious, because their focus is always on the things that they do not have, not on the things that they have. If you pay attention to the things that you have and thank God for it, God will increase it. But if your attention is always on the things that you don't have, you will be an ungrateful person. And nothing can ever be enough for an ungrateful person. We even learned in economics that human wants are insatiable. So there's no point that we get to in life that we don't have one other thing or something that we still want, or something that we still need, or something that we are still hoping that we could be able to achieve. But While the Bible says that you should pray without ceasing, in other words, make all your requests known to God, he also says that you should give thanks for all things and in all things. Nothing is ever enough for an ungrateful person. But when a person has an attitude of gratitude, nothing is too small in their sight. Come on now. When a person has an attitude of gratitude, nothing is too small in the sight of that person. That was the attitude of Jesus. He saw 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. When the disciples saw that, what they saw is that this can never be enough. But what Jesus saw is that this is not too small. This is something. When the disciples saw it, they said, this can never be enough. When Jesus saw it, Jesus said, well, this is something. We should give thanks to God that we at least have something. And right there, as he gave thanks to God, there was a miracle. So for you to be able to live a life of perpetual miracle, for you to be able to see the hand of God continually in your life, you must be a person that is given to thanksgiving. Someone said something one time. He said that to be thankful is to have your tank full. I think that is beautiful. To be thankful is to have your tank full. And to be ungrateful is to be a grateful. Anyone who is ungrateful is a grateful. There's another interesting story in scriptures in Acts chapter 16 when Paul and Silas were locked up in prison. Now, they were locked up in prison. They could have given up and start worrying and start feeling bad and sad and sorry for themselves and for their lives because they are in prison. But instead of that, Bible says they prayed. And after praying, they sang. This is what they were thinking. We are in prison, yes, but we are not dead. So that is something to be grateful for. We are in prison, yes, but the reason why we are in prison is because we are doing the work of God. We are serving our master whom we love. So we are in prison because we did the right thing. They were grateful. They could have sat down and feel sorry for themselves, but they are grateful. And right in the middle of their thanksgiving, God came through and set them free. Bible says that all the doors of the prison opened up because they were thanking God. They were singing praises to God. So for anybody who has an attitude of gratitude, nothing is too small. And the secret of thanksgiving is that whenever you give thanks for the little that you have, God multiplies it. Everywhere where people give thanks to God, God causes an increase to come their way. So if you are trusting God for an increase in your life, you need to first of all be grateful for what you have. If you are trusting God for an advancement in your life, you need to first of all be grateful for where you are. If you are trusting God for a lifting in your life, you need to first of all be grateful for the level that you are. The problem with many people and the reason why many people are not advancing in life is because they are not grateful for where they are. So many people will give anything to be where you are. So many people will even give everything to be alive today, but they are not. So the fact that you are alive today, you should be grateful to God. You should be grateful to God. This is the secret for increase. Gratitude, 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 thanksgiving. You must be thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving. No matter where you are, there is always a blessing to thank God for. And right where you are thanking him for what he has given to you or what is in your hand, he performs a miracle and brings about an increase in your life. God's will is that we praise him and thank him at all times for all things and in all things. And while we thank him for what is in our hands, he brings about an increase in our life. I want to believe that this episode has blessed you. I want to believe that you will have a change in your orientation and you become a thankful person. Be thankful for life. Be thankful for family. Be thankful for friends. Be thankful for where you are and what you have. Why you trust God to bring about an increase in your life and an advancement in your life, you should be grateful and thankful for where you are. And I believe that God is going to come true for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. And also, you should follow me on all my social media platforms, Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I want to also solicit for your support towards this podcast. We need support to move this podcast forward, to advance it, and for many other things also. So if you would like to support this podcast, please check the description for how to be a blessing to us on this podcast. Thank you so much. Until I come your way again next time, my name is Wale Okelola and I am your partner in progress. God bless you.